Pershus, Marino, Rabbeinu, Reb Weinberger, Lili Nishmas of Kleinemish Kamen, Ben Ravi Melech. Yuma Perk Alf, Mishnah Alf. Shivas Yom Kodim Yom Kippur, Mafrishin Kohen Godel Mi Beso, the Lishkas Palhedrin. 7 days before Yom Kippur, we set aside the Kohen Godel from his house. He first has to be set aside, the Rab brings, that's learned from a drasha by the Shiva Yimei Miluim. There it says, Mi Pesach O Moed, Lo Teitzu Shivas Yomim, and then it says right afterwards, Kasher Osa, Bayom Hazeh, Tziv Hashem Lasos, Lechapar Aleichem. And the drasha is that in the future, the same type of thing where the person is going to be set aside for 7 days is going to happen by the Parah Aduma and also by the Kohen Gadol. So for our intents and purposes, the Kohen Gadol has to be set aside 7 days before Yom Kippur. And there's another reason besides that, this is the way Tiferes Yisrael learns, that his wife doesn't join him wherever he ends up going. So he's by himself. And the reason for that is that she shouldn't be metame him. If she becomes a Nida, and he sees right after Tashmish that there's Nida, so if that would happen within 7 days from when he does his avod in the Beis HaMikdash, he'd be puzzled to do the avod, he'd be tame. Therefore, that's another reason that his wife wouldn't join him after they're mafresh him from his house. And he goes to the Lishkas Palhedrin. Palhedrin is also Lashon of officers. The reason that it's called Lishkas Palhedrin is because in this chamber, the chamber of officers, the Kohanim Gedolim of the Bais Sheni, many of them were Rishoyim that they bought themselves into the position, and because of that, they never completed the year. Just like officers are constantly changed. And they would also designate another Kohen in his place in case he becomes posel, which means he becomes tame. So just in case he became tame, they had another Kohen that would stand as a backup. Rabbi Yehuda says that even another wife were misakin for him. The Gemara goes through how this would work, because really by Kohen Gadol, he's only allowed to be married to one person, because it says beso by him, and not to batim. So the Gemara goes through how he would do this. He would marry them and divorce them on condition, and so on and so forth. But he would have another wife that was set up just in case the first wife would die. Shema Thomas Ishto. Shenemar v'chiper ba'ado vad beso. As the Torah says that there's a kapar for him and his house. Beso zu ishto. Beso is his wife. And the only way that he can perform an avoda that creates a kapara is if he has a wife. Because it said vad beso. So therefore, make sure he has another wife. Amrulo Chacham said back to him, Im kein ein lo davar sof. If you're so concerned even about death, then there's no end. Because maybe the backup will die too. Bishlamo, the Chacham said, according to us, Tuma, where we're afraid, like the Rav says, maybe you'll become a Baal Keri, that's more common. Therefore, we're misakin another Kohen to become a Kohen Gadol, just in case. But Misa's not so Shchiach that he's going to just die right away. Because once you're choshish for things that aren't Shchiach, the Chacham say, then there's ein lo davar sof. And the Rav says, Allah is like the Chacham.